want to change subjects for just a moment, Earl, and talk a little bit about this conservation compliance compromise that has been just been announced. What would this compromise actually do?
Well, you know, Dave, this, in my eyes, as the president of NACD and having spent the last 3 or 4 years as the chairman of the legislative committee and working on farm bill principles and working heavily on compliance in discussions with our membership out there, it's really exciting. And it's exciting for the organization and our districts out there that the possibility that a large group of, you know, both commodity, conservation, environmentalists were able to get together and discuss this compliance issue in relation to crop insurance premiums. And we as a group, and I'm talking about NACD, have always felt like we were going to try to stay in the middle of the road on this issue. Now, let me clearly say this, that our membership about a year and a half ago voted to make policy that we would be for compliance, conservation compliance, in relation to crop insurance premiums. But at the same time, we had expressed concerns that there were several things yet needed to be worked out. Because, Dave, this is the difference. Conservation in relation to crop insurance premiums, it has to be considered slightly differently than just conservation compliance as it is applied to sod bust and swamp buster. And I think that's what this white paper that was announced yesterday did. It addressed those concerns that we had.
Is there anything that the compromise does not do?
You know, we actually had a discussion this morning in the leadership of NACD, and, you know, if you really go down our list that we had in behalf of conservation districts, we're pretty satisfied that this addressed most every issue that we had. Now, did it do exactly the way we wanted it? No, because compromise means that maybe you get a little less in one area than you wanted. You possibly got a little more in another area. But in general, we really feel like the issues that we had have been addressed on our end.
Letter has already been sent to the Senate Agriculture Committee leadership. Have you had any feedback yet?
We haven't had any direct feedback yet. No, we have not. I know they're very busy, and I think I saw actually this afternoon on an email that Ms. Stabenow announced that they will be marking up the bill, I think, on the 14th of May. So that being the case, they're very busy, and we did not really expect a good response from them. But we'll stick to the staff and to their leadership there at the Ag Committee on the Senate side and see if the response will come.
As word filters out across the country regarding the conservation compliance compromise, any one thing or anything at all that you hope folks will keep in mind?
Well, I think what they have to keep in mind is that this to me is a very big accomplishment that we can put this larger group together. And so I would hope they take it seriously. I would hope they know that there was a lot of discussion, a lot of compromise that went on, and that this was not taken lightly as our, especially NACD, staff stayed heavily involved and our leadership stayed heavily involved in trying to get our arms around what was being requested by some commodity groups, what was being requested by some environmental groups in behalf of what we were thinking. And so, you know, just got to realize that there's been a lot of effort here. And so let's not be critical. Let's be somewhat positive about it. Let's consider what's been considered. If you have concerns, bring it up. Let's continue to bring this to the table. And I think when it's all said and done, it hopefully will be a part of the Farm Bill and that it will be a complete bipartisan and partnership type effort when it's all said and done.